They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. I love that image. The earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. It's vivid. It's all-encompassing. It's the very picture of hope. Chapter 11 of Isaiah has a lot of vivid imagery. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The cow and the bear shall graze together. Oh, that poor bear. No stakes in heaven. Poor Father Brian is more like it. And we read further. Children will be putting their hands into snakes' dens. Can you imagine that? Your kids grabbing vipers by the head? As a person who was walking around with a shovel on rattlesnake duty when I served on the reservation, that is quite an unbelievable image to me. But Isaiah paints this beautiful image of what the world looks like when it is covered with the knowledge of God, when everyone and everything on earth does exactly as God wants them to. Of course, when we realize that this is the ideal, when we see the kind of peace that God promises us in God's kingdom, we really have to admit our world looks nothing like that. Our world is never that peaceful. But that is rather the point. The kingdom of God is like nothing we can imagine. Our words fail. Our imaginations fall short. The imagery breaks upon examination. Some of it sounds so odd that we wonder if we would even want to live in that kingdom. No stakes, no thanks. But that is also the point. Our imaginations fall short because we fall short. Hence our reading from Matthew today, John the Baptist. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Repent. That's a word no one likes to hear. But John the Baptist tells us we must repent, because the kingdom of God is near to us. Why is that? John gives us some vivid imagery as well. I baptize with water. He will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Baptize, it means to dip something or to immerse it in water. He says Jesus will immerse people in fire. Or this one, his winnowing fork is in his hand. But the chaff he will gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, it's clearly a metaphor. People are not literally wheat or chaff. And Jesus never literally immersed anyone in fire. But we all squirm when we read it. We ask ourselves, will I be comfortable in this kingdom? Why do I have to repent because the kingdom is near? What does that even mean? We are in the second week of Advent, and depending upon who you ask, Advent is either a season of hope or a season of repentance. But what I want to suggest to us today is that it is both. It is both because in order to have hope, in order to know what to hope for, we have to repent. In order for God's kingdom to be a place where we would be comfortable, we have to repent. Now, what do I mean by repent? In the Greek, the word is metanoia, and it means to change and to think differently after. It doesn't just mean saying I'm sorry. It means not making the same mistake again. It means becoming the type of person who would never make that mistake again, and thus never have to apologize for that mistake again. And that takes a change of heart. Because I don't know about you, but I make the same mistakes all the time. I'm not out there inventing new mistakes. I did a lot of that in my 20s. I keep doing the same darn things because I never seem to learn. For instance, did I mention I like steak? I love food. I love all tasty things. I think with my taste buds. And as some of you may have noticed, my waistline seems to confirm that assessment on my part. In short, I don't have a very healthy diet. So it only makes sense that I can't imagine a world without steak. It only makes sense that Isaiah's picture of heaven doesn't jive with me, because I'm not the type of person who can enjoy such a peaceful existence. Now, the bear and the cow grazing together, that's just a metaphor. I'm not trying to go on a literal no steaks in heaven rant here. But if, in all seriousness, we cannot connect with the images of the kingdom of God, then it means we have some work to do in ourselves. It means we have to repent so that we can be the type of people who look forward to being baptized with fire. We have to look at the places in our heart that are at odds with what we know God wants of us. And we have to ask God to help us to change them. Because when those parts of us are changed, we change. And when we change, we can see the kingdom more clearly. We move one step closer to Isaiah's vision of the earth being full of the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. And that is when we begin to truly hope. We hope that God will come and change the world because we see how far short we are of an ideal world. We hope that God will rescue the poor, the meek, and the helpless because we see that they really need the help. And yes, we hope that God will deal with the wicked. We hope, like John the Baptist, that God will teach the brood of vipers a lesson. And we hope that because we see how much pain they cause in our world, but we also hope that we are not vipers. Because it's very easy to point out someone else's sin and very hard to admit to our own. When Jesus comes again, none of us wants to hear, "Episcopalians, you brood of vipers, who told you to flee from the coming wrath?" We want to hear that we are like John the Baptist, the voice crying out in the wilderness of this often sinful world, preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight. My brothers and sisters, I pray that we would do as John the Baptist asks us today, that we would, as he says, bear fruit worthy of repentance in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds. I pray that we repent of anything in ourselves that is not of God's kingdom, and thus be able to hope for the kingdom as it draws near, to be able to hope for God's justice and mercy in the world, so that we would be one step closer to the knowledge of the Lord covering the earth as the waters cover the sea. Amen.